Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the top. Tanur Rabbanan. In our previous shiur, the Braisa had mentioned about a keli that has on it a tzuris, a droikin. A droikin, we said, was a snake. And says the Gemara, what is a tzuris, a droikin? What does that mean? Says the Marpirish Reb Shimon ben Eloza, Koshesh leitzitzin bein prakav. If it has scales, if it has fins between its different joints, that is considered the picture of a droikin. Machver Ravasi, and Ravasi showed his Talmidim that what was meant here, bein pirkei tzavar, between, by the neck. Aram Chama Brechanina, Haloch Reb Shimon ben Eloza, The halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And Tosfos quotes the Rashbam that says, when the Gemara says that the halacha, what's the Gemara mean to say? That even if we find a Tana that disagrees with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Gemara is teaching us that we will follow the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Because as the Maram explains, what was bothering the Rashbam was that the Gemara, when it says halacha, seems to indicate that there was somebody disagreeing with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, yet we don't find anybody disagreeing with Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So what the Gemara meant to say is that if you will find a Tana that disagrees with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, know that we pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Mishnah Melech, however, is troubled with that approach, because the Mishnah Melech says that we find many times in Chast, when the Gemara says halacha, the Gemara says what that means to say mechlal de pligi. It indicates that there's a machloikis, and the Gemara doesn't say what we just learned, that what it means. The Gemara doesn't say that it means to say what we just learned, that if we'll find a Tana that disagrees, then we should know to pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So the Mitzvah Eisen to that question answers that apparently they were well aware that between the Braises and the Mishnais that they had learned, there was nobody that disagreed. That's one approach. Another approach that I saw is that they actually did know that somebody disagreed, and that's why they felt the need to say that even though somebody disagrees, we pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Amr Rabba Babachana Amr Yishuv Levi. Pamach Sayisim Halach Acha Rav Elazar Kfar Baribi. I was walking after Rabbi Elazar Kfar, who was a great man, Bederach, on the road, the Motzah Sham Tabas, and we found a ring, Valet Sura Stroiken, and there was a engraving of a snake, because he didn't want to pick it up before somebody was mevatel it. So says the Gemara, Motzah Ever Kachavim Cotton, he found a non-Jewish child, Valet Malay Klum. He didn't say anything. However, then Matzah Avdi Chacham Gadol. Then he found an adult, Amalei Batla, and he asked the Nachri to nullify the Avodah Zarah, V'lo Bitla, and he refused to do it. So, and what he did was Satrei Ubitlei, and here, so he gave him a slap, and that got him to do what the right thing is and be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So we see from here, says the Shulchan Aruch, that one who finds an Avodah Zarah has to do whatever he can to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and that's why he picked it up. So, of course, Rashi explained, that's why he had somebody mevatel it. So the Pash Pshat in the Gemara, very much consistent with what we learned in our previous year. Shub and Levi did not want to pick up this Avodah Zarah, because if he had picked up the Avodah Zarah, then it would become his. And once it became his, as we learned in Avodah Zarah, that belongs to a Jew, you can't be mevatel. But I saw that the Achrayim ask, why can't he picked it up and had specifically in mind that he doesn't want to take ownership? And by having that in mind, that he doesn't want to take ownership, then it wouldn't become his and there wouldn't be a problem. So say some Achrayim, from here we see that if a Jew picks up Avodah Zarah, even if he has no intention to take ownership of it. It could be that halachically it's considered his. And since halachically at that point it's considered his, that's why he didn't want to pick it up to have any issues. It says the Gemara, Shmamina Tlas. From here we learn three halachas. Shmamina, Ev Kachom, Evat, Lavaritz Kachovim. That one Nochri has the ability to Mevat, Lavaritz Zara of another individual, Bein Shloi, Shloi, Vishal Chaveroi. He could be Mevat, Lavaritz Zara that belongs to him, or Mevat, Lavaritz Zara that belongs to someone else. Vishmamina. And we also learn from here that Yedei Betiv Shlavaritz Kachovim, Mshamshah, only somebody who is intelligent enough to understand what Avodah Zarah means, has the ability to mevatel, to nullify Avodah Zarah. However, somebody who isn't up to that point, ain't a mevatel, does not have the ability to mevatel Avodah Zarah. That bittel that's not even a coerced bittel is considered a valid bittel. Says the Gemara, Megadabar of Chanina. Asked the Gemara of Chanina, was wondering as he was learning this Gemara. Does Rabbi Elazar Kfar not agree Hadatanya to what we learned in a Braisa? Hamatzel Manari. If somebody saves something from the mouth of a lion, from a bear, from a nemer, from a leopard, from a gaius, from arm bandits, from a river, from a horrible flood, nor also type of a flood, if somebody finds something in the street, or somebody finds something in a main thoroughfare, or anywhere where many people find themselves, they become his because now of Shashman. So if Rabbi Elazar found this Avodah Zarah in a public thoroughfare, so apparently the Nachri must have been miyash from it. He gave up hope of finding it. And therefore, since he gave up hope to find it, why doesn't automatically, as we discussed in our previous year, become bottle? Answers the Gemara, Amar by Naya de Minay Miyash. Yes, the Avi Kachavim who lost the Avi Dezara under such circumstances is miyash from the Avi Dezara. However, Misura Mikamiyash, he doesn't assume that it will no longer be used as an Avodah Zarah. Because Meima Over, he thinks to himself, if another Nachri will be the one to find this Avodah Zarah, Miflech Polach Lo, he will worship it. And he Yisrael Mashkech Lo, and if it's going to be Yisrael who finds it, either the Demarim Yikarim, because it's so expensive, you could get a lot of money for the Avodah Zarah. So what's going to happen is, Mazben Lo Loiv Kechavim, that this Jew will certainly sell this Avodah Zarah to a Nachri, or Palachli, and that Nachri will worship the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he doesn't assume that it's not going to be an Avodah Zarah anymore. So Tosfos asks that we're going to learn in Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel that a Nachri who sells Avodah Zarah to Yisrael is certainly Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and we don't have to worry about its status anymore. But why, asks Tosfos, does the Mishnah say so? Why don't we say that the Svar that we just learned in our Gemara, that since it's so expensive, why does the Mishnah over there say that there is an assumption by the Nachri that Yisrael is going to sell it for Avodah Zarah? Says Tosfos, because it's highly unlikely that a Nachri assumes that Yisrael is going to sell Avodah Zarah to another Nachri. And therefore, the Nachri assumes that as soon as he sells the Avodah Zarah to Yisrael, the Avodah Zarah becomes bottled. But that's not the case that we're discussing. We're speaking about a case where the Nachri lost the Avodah Zarah. Where he lost the Avodah Zarah, his real hope and assumption is that another Nachri will find it. And since the other Nachri will find it, so then what's going to happen is that the Nachri either will worship it or certainly sell as Avodah Zarah. And even on the outside chance that it's a Yisrael who's going to find it, the Nachri still thinks to himself, perhaps that Yisrael will sell it as an Avodah Zarah. So given a combination of all of these possibilities, that's why he doesn't assume that this Avodah Zarah becomes batul. So the Gemara said that somebody who's not familiar with Hilchas Avodah Zarah can't be a person to mevatel Avodah Zarah. So the Achrayim discuss that by Klal Yisrael the Ashiurim, and that a boy under 13 years old can't do an act of nullification. But by Nachrim, there is no such concept. So why can't a Nachri, who ever less than 13 years old, there's no concept of a bar mitzvah, not be matel of Avodah Zarah? So explain the Achronim. Although what we just said is absolutely correct, the concept of das, the concept of bar mitzvah, only applies by us, not by Nachrim. But the Achronim explained there is a concept of das, that you have to have a certain level of intelligence. And a katan, even though he's a nachri, doesn't have that level of attention, of intelligence. And since he doesn't have that level of intelligence, the age is not the factor. It's the intelligence which is the factor. Tanan Hassan says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta the Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Dal Raman Aleph teaches us. The most Tzuris Levonais, the models of the moon, the Gamaliel had them in his attic, the tavla b'kaisa that were on the wall. Shebehem maris ajaitis, that was what he used to use to show people voimer kazerisim kazerisim. So the two pshatim and the rishonim how to learn this Gemara. The simple way of learning the Gemara is that we know that in the time of the Gemara, the way of the Mishnah, the way Rish Chodesh was determined is by Edom coming and saying they saw the new moon. And what the Gemara means to say here is that they used to have Nachrim, who they used to have Edom come say testimony, and they would question them when they came to say the testimony. And how would they question them? The way they would question them is by showing them diagrams of the moon and ask them, did the moon look this way or not? And that's how they would get the testimony from the Edus. Another pshat that Rishonim suggests is that Gamaliel was an expert astronomer, and he knew how the new moon of this month is supposed to look, in which direction it's coming up, and how it's facing, etc. So they knew exactly by their, and he taught that to his Talmidim. And they knew exactly how the new moon is supposed to look. If Edom came in and said that they saw a new moon, which was not consistent with what they know is supposed to be the case, then knew that this is obviously an Edus that we can't trust. Ask the Gemara of Chishari, is this permissible to be done? For Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Lo Sason Itui, and Chazal explained that Pasuk means, Lo Sason Kenush Shamshay Mishamshon Lefanai, that we're not allowed to mean, we're not allowed to make models of something that is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sun, the moon, etc. Amar Abai Loyasa Torah, when the Torah says that we're not allowed to make these kind of models, it's Elisha Moshim She'ef Shalasas Kamaisan. The only time that it's usur is when it's something which is exactly like it was in the Beis Hamikdash, it was exactly like the way it was original. But we can't obviously duplicate a sun and a moon, and therefore it's not usur. Ketanya, and the Gemara quotes a braisa. The pasuk says, L'yasa adam bayis tavnas heichel, a person should not make a home that looks like the Beis HaMikdash, achsadra ku'ulam, or make a corridor in his home, a foyer in his home, like it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Chotzer Tavnas Azara, you can't make a chotzer like the Azara, you should make a chotzer in your home like the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan Tavnas Shulchan, you shouldn't make a shulchan in your home like the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. Menorah Tavnas Menorah, or make a menorah where it looks like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rishonim discuss, what does it mean that we shouldn't make it? Does it mean that we can't? Clearly, it means that we can't make the same size. But what happens if we make it not the same size but the same model, the same way you have the rooms in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a machlokes rishonim, that is mutter. But you're not allowed to make a menorah like the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had seven branches, and therefore, you can make a menorah with five, six, or eight branches. However, shel shiva lo yasa, with seven branches, you may not make afilu shosha mina matchas, even if it's not made out of gold. And all the rishonim point out that the same is regarding the gvim. The Torah speaks about all the engraving that there was on the menorah. A menorah of seven branches may not be made, even if it doesn't have all of the different details that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had. You should make it even out of wood. Like the Beis HaMikdash made it out of wood when they couldn't afford the gold. You can't bring a raya that you may not make wood, because they never had a wood menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. What the Chashmonaim, who could not afford to make a gold menorah, what happened was, Shvudin Shabarzal Hayu, they had metal, they made a metal menorah, the Choyfetz Rabatz, and they covered it with lead. And as the Rishonim explained, they didn't make it strictly out of lead, because lead is a soft material, and therefore they were concerned that it would not be able to stand. Hishiru, when they, Baruch Hashem, got wealthier, Asim Shal Kesef, they made it out of silver. Chazav Hashiru, when they got even wealthier, Asim Shal Zav, they made it out of gold. But, so, we see, what the question of Gemara is, that what's Asur is only what was made the same way as it was in the Beis HaMikdash. And the sun and the moon that we can't obviously duplicate, why is it Asur? So the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, is that what happened here? They originally thought that the menorah that were made was made out of wood, but it really wasn't made out of wood. It was made out of lead. But still, the halacha is that you can't make a menorah out of seven branches, no matter what size. Moreover, the Beis Yosef quotes the Marik, and that's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, that what happens if you make a menorah with seven branches, but you don't make it with the same dimensions of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had a certain height. Says the Marik, as the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that since that is not absolutely essential, if you made a menorah not that size, it would still be a kosher menorah. So that's why any size menorah with seven branches is awesome. The interesting point that the Michas Chinuch makes is when the Rambam brings this halacha, he brings this halachas about not duplicating the way the Beis HaMikdash looks. He brings it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. It says that the Michas Chinuch, that the Rambam is teaching us that this is not a halacha in Loisas and Itui. This is a halacha in Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash has to be a unique building. The kalim of the Beis HaMikdash have to be an exact building, and duplicating it in any way is considered not treating the Beis HaMikdash in the proper fashion. Says the Gemara, V'shamoshim she'ef shalasas k'moysa mishari. So Gemara is now suggesting that if it's not something that we can actually duplicate, it's mutter. V'tanya asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, that you're not allowed to make anything that you find in the sky, in the heaven, not necessary if you could duplicate it. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abai Lo'esu Torah El Kedmus Abba Panam Bahadi Adadi. What the Torah says is that there were four, the pasuk describes that there were four faces around these chayas. The face of an axe, a person, a lion, and an eagle. And the pasuk, what it says, Loisasen Itun, don't make anything that is a duplication of the Chayis HaKadosh that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to make one of the four, alone, that would be mutter. And therefore, it's understandable why he was allowed to make the moon, because they're only one of four, one of four. So, Ritva explains that what is the pasuk trying to teach us? That the even though, of course, we can't in any way compare what we would construct to what is in Shemayim, we have to show the proper derecheretz to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way we show the proper derecheretz to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the proper respect, is not making anything which is even vaguely similar to what is there. Elamata, says the Gemara, if now we're learning a new din, that it's only usur when it's all four together, so Elamata, parts of Odom L'chudei Tishrei should be allowed to make the face of a person. Alamatanya, why does the Brisa teach us? Kol patzufos mutarim, we're allowed to make all different types of sculptures, models, chutz mi parts of Odom, that we're not allowed to make the parts of an Odom. But why is that halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amar Yehuda b'Rei D'Rabbi, Meprika D'Rabbi Shmilei, I heard this at a shir that Rabbi Shua gave, L'sasen Iti, and the Torah says, L'sasen Oisi. And we know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to a person, he appears b'nevuah, he appears like a human being. So since that it looks like a person, that's why there's a special isser to make a model, a sculpture of a person. Avshar Shemashin Shari, everything else is mutter. Ask them, is that true? Vashar Shemashin Shari, is that the other things we can make individually? But Tanya, the pasuk says, L'sasin Itin, L'sasin K'dmush Shemashai, HaMisham Shal Fanim B'marim. We're not allowed to duplicate like anything that is up in Shemayim. K'goyda Fanim V'srofim V'chayis HaKoydish Malachi Asharis. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abayi L'yosra Torah, only that's found in the upper heavens, but the sun and the moon, which are in the lower heavens, that is permissible. Says the Gemara, "V'shemad b'tachta mishari." Is that true that what's not all the way up in the highest heaven is mutter? For Tanya, doesn't the Brisa say the pasuk says, "Le'sas l'chol pesvul kol tmuna asher b'shemayim mimal"? Anything that looks like the sun and the moon, the stars. Now, the rabbis malacha hasharis, they were not allowed to make the malacha hasharis. So, the Ran, the Drushas Haran, asks a question. We find in the Navi that Yeshua bowed down to the Malach. And if we're learning here, asked the drushes around, they were not allowed to even duplicate anything that looks like a malach. Certainly, we're not allowed to bow down to a malach. So he answers, the pasuk says in the Chumash, "Hine enoich shaleich malach l'shmaruch b'derech." The Kodesh Baruch Hu said that he's sending a malach to protect us. That malach to whom Yeshua bowed down was that malach. Since Yeshua knew that that was the malach, and the pasuk says regarding that malach, "Kishmi bekarbay," that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is on this malach. So this is not a regular malach. A regular malach, we have to be careful. This is not your regular malach. Answers the Gemara, but we see from here that you can't make the model of a moon. So we're back to our original question. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Gamliel made these models of the moon, and says the Gemara that pasuk means kitanya hila of them. We're not allowed to worship them. Here he wasn't worshiping them. Hila of them, says the Gemara, that can't be what the pasuk means, because to tell us that we're not allowed to worship them, that halacha is shafila shilshul katan. Even the smallest worm may not be worshipped. That we don't have to single out the sun and the moon. Answers the Gemara and a chanami. The Isser to worship anything is there. It was safe at the Kronofka, and that we learn from the end of the pasuk. The Tanya, the Brisa says, "Asheba aretz l'rabbis yamiv in the haritz, harim v'gvoyis mitachs l'rabbis shushal katan." That we're not allowed to worship them. Ask the Gemara, Vasiya Greitz Mishari, is that the halacha that if we're not worshipping them, we're allowed to manufacture them? The Tanya, ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Leisasin Itui, Leisasin Kedemisha Moshe Misham Shalfanei Bemarim, Kigoy Chamel Avonim Kekovim Mezolos. So the Braisa is very explicit that we can't make any of these models. And says the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Kiva or Gamliel, we can't bring a rye for Gamliel that Acherim Asuloi. Other people made it in his behalf. So, and what the Gemara is saying is that, so the Poshup Shad is that the Gamliel didn't manufacture them himself, as he knew that we're not allowed to manufacture them himself. He asked the Nochri to manufacture them on his behalf. So Tosfos asks that one of the fundamental halachas that we know when we learn Hilchos Shabbos is that a mir lakam is also. We're not allowed to ask a nachri to do something for us that we're not allowed to do. So the question is, why over here was Rabbi Gamliel allowed to ask the nachri to manufacture them on his behalf? So he says, so answers Tosfos, that when did Chazal say a mir lakam is also? That's only in a case where it's not with tzorich mitzvah. But here, as we described earlier in our shir, these models were built l'tzarech mitzvah. The Rav Gamliel needed it for Kiddush HaChodesh, and therefore it was mutter. But the Rosh has a different explanation. The Rosh says that indeed the Gemara is not to be understood that Rav Gamliel asked the Nachri to manufacture them on his behalf. That would be also because of Mir al-Akam. Rav Gamliel had found a Nachri who had manufactured these types of models, and he bought them from him. Asked the Gemara for Rabbi Yehuda Dacher Masalo, when we speak about Rabbi Yehuda, that he was wearing a ring that was manufactured from a Nochri that had on it the engraving of a person, and Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, he used to call him Shinana. Gemara, the Rishonim always give two explanations, either because he was very sharp or because he had sharp teeth. Samei Eina Dedan, poke out the eyes. It shouldn't be a full, it shouldn't be the whole person. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, there was a different consideration, says the Gemara. The consideration there was, B'chois my boilet, that the Nochri who had made this ring had made it with a raised engraving. Umshim Chashadah, and people will see that he's walking around this way, they're going to think that this is something that is being worshipped. The Tanya, Tabas, Shetzurasa Chos Meboilet, if you have a ring that has a raised engraving, Osla Nichoy, you're not allowed to wear it, again, because people are going to accuse you of worshipping it, using it for an Avodah Zarah. However, Mutar Lachtenboy, because the way they used to sign is they used to put the ring into wax. When you're going to put that type of ring with a raised engraving into waxed, so it's going to make an indentation. Something which is indentation is not avodah zarah. And therefore, says the Gemara, if chos meshekeya, if the engraving is indented, mutal anicha, you may wear it because it's indented, it's not raised. So there's no problem that it's going to be that they're going to be used for avodah zarah. But also lachtabah, you can't use it to put into the wax because then you're going to have a raised piece, and raised is avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying you're not allowed to wear this type of ring because there's a concern that people are thinking you're wearing avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara for Beit Knishta Shaf Yosef. There was a shul that was called Shaf Yosef, which was in the city of Nadab. Dukmi Bein Darta, there was a statue at the entrance of the king of the shul. V'ayel bei Avud Shmuel v'Levi, and Avud Shmuel and Levi would walk into the shul. Umatzl v'gavei. And Davin in that shul, and they weren't concerned that people are going to think that they're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Answers the Gemara, Rabbim Shani. When we're dealing with a rabbin, a community, nobody's going to accuse that the entire community of Jews is worshipping Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so now the Gemara is saying a new consideration. That the Gemara is saying that when it's a rabbin, that's when it's mutter. But Rav Gamliel asked the Gemara Yochanan, he was an individual. So how could Rav Gamliel have a how could Rav Gamliel make these models? And says the Gemara, "Kiyum the Nasi, who since Rav Gamliel was a Nasi, Shkichim Rabbi Gabei, there were many people by him all the time, and he's considered like a rabbi." Taisa says that the Gemara could have suggested that the models that he had were not baltais, were not standing out. And we're learning that when it's not baltais, we could be more lenient, but it's difficult to understand, says Taisus, that that's the kind of models that he used. Vibai Seima, the Prakim Havi. The model that Rabbi Akiva had was made out of pieces. And since it was made out of individual pieces, that's why it was mutter. So of course the Rishonim, the Ritva asks that what's the difference if it was made out of pieces that are screwed together? So the Ritva answers that the halacha of making an Avodah Zarah only applies when you're making it out of one piece. The Mechas Chinuch says that the pieces were screwed together, but they were not, and he said we have such a concept in Hilchos Shabbos as well. And since they weren't screwed together tight, it's not considered like they're one piece. Vibai Seima, why was Rav Gamliel allowed to make this type of a model? L'slam chani. He did it to do it to learn. The Tanya, L'sas simad lasas kutayavas agoy maheim. And we learn from here, avol, to learn to worship the way they do it is prohibited. At the lomed, l'havin l'hoiris, if this is the way that you're going to learn and understand what the Torah says, then the halacha is that you're allowed to do it. But the Chasam Sofer adds that you're only allowed to do this in a situation where you have no option. In other words, if Rav Gamliel was manufacturing these models of the moon, which served as the models to know how to do Kiddush HaChodesh, he couldn't have made them in any way other than they were whole. Otherwise, they were defeating the purpose. But explains the Chasam Sofer, if it could have been done in a way that wouldn't require that to happen, if it could have been done in a way that we could make it and not make it whole, as we're going to speak, then that halacha would be, we should preferably not make a whole thing, even if the purpose is l'slamid. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah of Shem Gamila Aymer that Tzuris, if we find Kalim, if the Kalim are Muchubadim, important Kalim, then they're Osir. If the Kalim are Vazim, then it's Mutter. Ask the Bramara, Ezeh Muchubadim, Ezeh Mavazim. What's the definition of Muchubadim? What's the definition of Mavazim? Amarava, Muchubadim, Lamalim and Amayim. If the picture is above the point where they have water when they fill up the keli, that's called mechubadim. Mevozim is lamatim and amayim, is under the level where the water is. Shmulama elu ve'elu mevozim. That doesn't make a difference. Elu hei mechubadim shalashirim v'alanazom v'alatabaz. Designs that are found on jewelry, since they're found on jewelry, that makes it significant. Tanya Kavasa to Shmuel, and the Gemara says we learn like a brisa that supports what Shmuel said. Chumbadim, what is considered Chumbadim? Al Ashir, Al Nizam, Al Tavas, Vazim, Al Ayoris, what are found on the pots, Al Hakumkumin, what are found on the smaller pots, Al Mechama Amayim, some that's used to warm up water, Shal Asadin, Al Metpaches, or are found on sheets or towels, are all considered, says this price, of Mavuzim. So our Gemara just had a serious discussion about making models, about making sculptures. And the question that, of course, comes up is, what will be the halacha of making a doll, or having a doll, which looks like a whole Tzuras HaAdam? The Marit already discusses this question, and the Marit says that only by something which is meant to be used in a significant way is there a problem of having a Tzuras Adam. Dolls which are meant to be played with, and dolls that are meant that, and dolls ultimately get broken, that, he says, is not the problem. And so is the Psak of the Pre Soda and the Netziv. However, I did see that the opinion of Rav Ozna and the Shevet Alevi, and L'Havda B'Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Moshe Shtenbrach and the Shas of Chuvas V'Hagis, is that they take a stricter role, and they say that it would be best to avoid having these kind of dolls in one's home. They also I saw that the Pesachim discuss, how do we look at a wax museum? Wax museum make a whole person that looks like a person. And the Rav Moshe Shtenbrach and the Chuvas Van Hagis differentiates a wax museum that is run by Nochrim and manufactured by Nochrim, that's a problem, whereas versus a wax museum that's run and manufactured by Jews, he's stricter. The question that comes up is, what about a picture of a person? So when we speak about a picture of a person, that isn't what our Gemara discussed, because our Gemara discussed something which is boiled, which is sticking out, raised. A picture is not raised. Although there is a famous story that the Chacham Tzvi once came to England and they showed him much covet and respect and they wanted to make a picture of him and he refused. Another heter when we talk about a person is only if you have the entire face of a person. But if you're only making a profile, then we could be much more lenient. And the same thing, and we mentioned this in our shir, is that if you're making the moon or the other things, if it's not a whole moon, if it's only the profile of the moon or only the profile of the sun, there's a lot more reason to be lenient.